Track 14. And our final article is from Mike Liggins, the TV star who has happy memories of springtime on the Broads.
The postman came to the door with a parcel for me this morning and wanted to check on my age. Are you over 25? He asked. What do you think? I replied. Deadpan. He was teasing me, of course, and I was happy to enjoy the joke with him. I'm 63 and I'd bought a very sharp garden knife come trowel online. It's called a Hori Hori, and the manufacturers are careful who the Japanese tools are sold to. In the wrong hands, a Hori Hori could be dangerous, but don't worry, I'm only going to use it for some arthritic weeding. The chirpy banter with the postie has set me thinking about my age and who I am as I approach retirement age. What does 63 feel like exactly? Well, I enjoy a nice garden tool, that's for sure. I like the way they look and feel, but I also appreciate the fact that they can do something useful. This might be a girl-boy thing, I'm not sure, but Mrs. L loves ornaments and I don't. She has a large collection of jugs, most of which do nothing. One or two get gravy in them from time to time, but most just sit there taking up space. Having bought the garden knife, I've now got my eye on a nice looking rake. I've never had a nice rake and would quite like one before my gardening days are done. At the risk of sounding like Norfolk's most boring man, I also quite enjoy a good garden centre as it goes. Nothing too busy, mind, but buying a few plants and stopping for a coffee and a slice of cake is one of life's pleasures when you start to approach retirement. I'm spending a bit more time at home now. My standard of dress is starting to slip a bit. Back in my news reading days when dinosaurs roamed the earth, I would wear a collar and tie most days. I had some very smart suits, but these days I spend most of my time wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Mrs. L keeps a close eye on standards and pulls me up from time to time, but I'm grateful for her input on this particular subject. There are physical changes which occur with age, of course, but who needs to know about my aches and pains? Precisely no one. However, hearing is worth a brief mention. There is nothing wrong with my hearing, as far as I know, but I do find loud restaurants quite tricky to deal with. Music sometimes doesn't help, and sometimes I have to ask for the volume to be turned down. I also struggle a bit with parties when the disco gets going and you have to shout at people to make yourself heard. I can't do that anymore. Curiously, at home, Mrs. L and I like to have the TV sound turned up really loud. It drives the children nuts. Inevitably, you do start to look back a bit when you reach your 60s. I don't have too many regrets, but not being a member of the American supergroup, the Eagles, was a big miss. I know all the words to Hotel California, but for some reason, they never got in contact. I also regret that Beachcomber was never a career option. I would have been good at that too, but I've never seen that particular job advertised. I love walking on beaches, you see, trying to find unusual things. So if you see me walking on a Norfolk beach this summer with head bowed, I'm not sad, I'm just busy looking for buried treasure. So for better or worse, that's me at 63, growing old disgracefully. I'm now off to buy a garden rake. It won't be cheap, but don't tell Mrs. L, and she'll probably never notice. Do you need to be over 25 to buy a rake? You probably do. And that's fine, because I am.
So that brings us to the end of this July edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed listening to a little about the people and places around the county. Thanks go to our readers, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey. Contributions from writers Caroline Culo and Margaret Brecknell, to columnists Nick Aitchison, Nina Nanar and Mike Liggins, and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. We'll be back again next month. So for now, from me, your editor, Sarah Lusher, goodbye.